Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Midos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned Maseches Esbas Rachel, Shishu Zecher Find Yosef Hagon, Bikharav Mamesh. In this Mishnah, we're going to be discussing the layout of Har HaBayis. First of all, Har HaBayis was 500 by 500 amos, which is quite a nice size area, and was surrounded by walls on all four sides, so that's four walls to Har HaBayis. Now, just to have a nice picture in your mind of how Har HaBayis was situated, when we go to the Kosla Maravi Tedavin, so Maravi means west, that means it was the western wall of Har HaBayis, and that means that actually it was the back wall. When the Yidden came to the Beis HaMikdash, that wasn't the main entrance to go into, even though in our mind it kind of feels like it is, because that's the only access point that we have nowadays. Really, most of the Yidden lived below the Beis HaMikdash, and nowadays what's known as Silwan Valley, or Ir David. Nowadays it's mostly populated by Arabs, but when you hear about Aliyah le Beis HaMikdash going up to the Beis HaMikdash, it makes a lot more sense, because they lived down in the valley, and then they would walk up the steep hill to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And so we have our eastern wall, and then to the right is north, that's Tzafon, to the left is Darim, that's south, and then as we called it, the back wall, if you will, that would be Maravi, the west. So not knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Chamishi Sharm Ha'ilu Har HaBayis, there were actually five gates on Har HaBayis. That means that each of the walls had one entrance, where one of them had two, so that's a total of five. So we have Shnei Shari Chuldo Min HaDarim on the south, which is the left wall, that had two gates which are called Shari Chuldo, Misham Shen Knis V'Yitziyah, those were used as an entrance and exit, Kipinus Min HaMayriv, the gate that was known as Kipinus, that was on the western wall, that also Mishamsh Knis V'Yitziyah was used as an entrance and exit, Tadi Min HaTzafon, the Tadi gate, which was on the north, that was on the right side, Lohai Mishamsh Klom, that wasn't really used for anything, it was really only used for Kehanim Kim Tamhe, so that's how they would leave, and Shar HaMizrachi, the eastern gate, all of Shushan HaBira Tzura, it actually had an image of Shushan HaBira on it, and that's because after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash and the first Galos, we were under the rule of Persia, which is Paras, and that's who gave the permission to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, so he told them that they have to make it seer, this image, this picture of Shushan over a gate of the Beis HaMikdash in order for people to realize that they're still under his rule, and so that's why it had that. And what was unique about this gate, Shabai Kohen Gadol surface of Para, Upara V'chol Masadeha, Yetzin Lahar Mishcha. It was through this gate that the Kohen Gadol would burn the Para Aduma, which was burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the Para Aduma itself, and all of the people that were coming along to help with the Para Aduma, they would go through this gate, Tahar Mishcha, which is Har Zaysim, they would all go out of this gate. Now moving a little bit closer in, we're going to be discussing the Azara, which is basically the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah Daled tells us, Shivish Arm Hayu BaHazara, there were seven gates in the Azara, Shlesha BaTzafon, Shlesha BaDarim, VeEchad BaMizrach, three in the north, that's the right, three in the south, that's the left, and one in the east. Shabadarim, what about the ones in the south, that's on the left-hand side, Shar HaDelek, we have the fire gate, that's where firewood was brought through, Shein Eloi, the second one, was Shar HaBachayres, that's the firstborn gate, that's where firstborn animals, Bachayres, were brought through, be used as karbanos, Shlish Eloi, Shar HaMayim, the third one was Shar HaMayim. We're discussing this a little bit more in the next parak. A reason why it's called Shar HaMayim is because Yechezkel HaNavi had a nevuah that B'mayis HaMashiach, there's going to be water coming from that gate. Now Shabbat Mizrach, the one in the east, that was the main gate, Shar Nikanar, that was called Nikanar, is a famous story where a whole nace happened to this person Nikanar, who gave up almost everything to donate these beautiful doors, so got the name Shar Nikanar, and that would be the main gate of going into the Azara, that's from the east, and Ushtei L'Shachas HaYulai, it actually had two chambers, two rooms next to Shar Nikanar. These were like small rooms, Achas Meminim, Achas V'Smailai, on the right and the left, Achas Lishkas Pinchas HaMalbesh, one of these rooms were for Pinchas, who's in charge of all the clothing, he was the one that would get the Kehanim dressed in their big day kahuna, and the Achas Lishkas Oisei Chavitin, another one of these rooms was Lishka for those who made the Chavitin, which is the Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought every single day, half the morning, half the afternoon, so there was a special Lishka, special room, where they would prepare that, and that was the other one of these Lishachas, which flanked the Shar Nikanar. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah and Vav, continue to discuss these Sha'arim, and other Lishachas, other rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.